As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. My God. Airbus officials initially said intense solar radiation, but that is not true. Cosmic rays are created when massive stars explode in supernovas at the end of their lives, are hurling protons across the universe at the speed of light. As the particles fly towards Earth, they may hit an electronic circuit inside an aircraft sensor or onboard a computer, disrupting the plane's flight. Okay, now, this is terrifying. My God. The fact that it can go that far and it would eventually just hit something and decimate it is remarkable. Rebecca says, this is like the finger of God coming down and saying, fuck you all in particular. Holy bad luck. Donko says, more celestial excitement. Ugh. So, look, when you write ugh, you do realize that's you saying to me, I hate this. You suck. Fuck you. Essentially, what I do every day is I read. Do I find this interesting? Yes or no? Yes, I do. And that's all I need to decide whether or not that I'm going to talk about it. Donko says, I was kidding in reference to Molly. Oh, thank God. You're breaking my heart there. See, I can't tell in text sarcasm. You got to write ugh and then slash S. That's the only way I know it's sarcasm. Or you could write signed Molly. Yeah, for a second there, I thought that you were like rubbing my nose and shit about my subject matter. Honestly, if I'm doing this show and I found something interesting that I want to talk about, nothing pops a hole in my love bucket more whenever someone says, ugh, yeah, great. Especially if I'm like 30 seconds into a bit that I plotted out like 6-7 minutes to go on. Yeah, that's a great feeling. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Martinez is here. And he raised runaway plants his flag. Concerning the cosmic ray talk, Joe says, if you believe that shit, which tells me he does not believe in the cosmic ray theory. I don't think it's a theory. I think it's like fact. He says, if you believe that shit, the Lions are winning the Super Bowl, stupid shit. Wait a minute. I didn't read that in Joe Martinez's voice. Señor, if you believe that shit, the Lions are winning the Super Bowl, stupid shit, pinche pendejo. Joe Martinez is very bullish on anti-Detroit Lions, and all it took was them to lose a few games this year, and he has come out of the woodwork on fire. in recent weeks after our beloved Lions have been playing like horse shit. These Green Bay game, that he really came out strong. Since then, he has been saying, well, I mean, leading up to the Dallas game, he said, they will be 10-7 in Messi playoffs, senor. Which means that they would go 3 wins and 2 losses to finish the year. I don't think that what he said is any bold prediction. I would say that's like the safe prediction. He's right. Well, first of all, going 3-2 to finish the year isn't horrible. And a 10-7 record, not the worst thing I've ever heard. And potential to lose, not get in the playoffs is very real. However, they did bolster their attempt to get in with a big victory over Dallas yesterday. They won 44-30. There were some big moments in that game. Jahmyr Gibbs is just a goddamn wrecking ball. Holy shit, 3 touchdowns. The defense had 3. This one guy, Al-Quadin Muhammad, had 3 sacks for the defense. He had a great game. And home team wins. That means Detroit is now 8-5. And they're a game back of the playoffs. Now, you know what's interesting here is in the NFC, NFC North, Chicago's on the top spot. They're 9-3. And the Packers are 8-5-1, I believe. They play this weekend. So we want Green Bay to beat the Bears. The Bears, I mean, my God, what a great story that is. That the Bears are in first place. But there's plenty of football left to play. And as of right now, Lions fans are happy after a big victory. I told you, senor. He has been saying to me, he goes, 10-7 is not a winning record. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's 3 more wins than losses. Of course it's a winning record. What the, are you an idiot? Not a winning record in my book, senor. Joe says 10-7. Now, the key is if they go 10-7, which they might, I don't know. If they go 10-7, will he or will he not write, I told you? Joe is I told you guy. Can you imagine if you have to live with a guy who every time anything happens, he reminds you that he told you? I told you. My God. Anyway, Joe is coming to the house Monday or Tuesday. Unfortunately, their repairs need to be done on the heated flooring. And my God, I had no idea how much of a factor those are in keeping the house warm because it's fucking freezing down there. Benji says, way to go out on a limb with a 10-7 prediction, earth shattering. You know what's interesting? He made the prediction last week. Like after they lose to Green Bay, he goes, I make a bold prediction. Detroit will finish 10-7. Ooh, hot take. He didn't make the 10-7 prediction until he hasn't even spoken about it. He's been so quiet. And then as soon as they started to eat shit, all of a sudden this dumb fuck shows up. It's like, ay, 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 ay. He says, when you called me at the beginning of the season, I didn't call you at the beginning of the season. What are you talking about? Well, anyway, Lions win. Makes me happy. Murder lover Linda says, at least Scum, which is Michigan, has a 5-game winning streak against Ohio State. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I'll give this to Joe. When his team, which is Michigan, sucks, he has the shortest memory in the world about how shitty they are. Okay? As it stands, Michigan now is entering the, will be in the Home Depot Buttfuck Bowl, taking on some loser school, probably like Kent State or something like that. And they'll probably lose that. It's all over. Sherrone Moore, he'll get fired. They'll bring in some other idiot, and then that'll be it. By the way, how about the fact that Michigan State hired this Pat Fitzgerald, and no one talked about why he hasn't been coaching? Pat Fitzgerald was a coach at Northwestern, and for all intents and purposes, I think he was a pretty good coach. But there was a big hazing scandal, and I think people were putting like shit into other players' butts. And it was a big, big deal. Lawsuits, terrible. And they determined, and Pat Fitzgerald said, I had no idea. If you're Michigan State, considering you're just one coach removed from Coach Mel Tugger and the masturbating on the phone debacle, why would you even run the risk of making yourself look, I mean, anybody to raise an eyebrow at you by hiring this guy? If he says that he didn't have anything to do with it, yeah, he can say that. But I guess my question is, wouldn't it be better to get a guy that has no baggage, you know, on him at all? I mean, there is an air of mystery surrounding Pat Fitzgerald. And Kuiper says he's a sub-500 coach. Well, it's Northwestern. I don't know. How is Michigan State that much of a shithole that the best that they can do is get a sub-500 coach who a lot of folks say was at the center of a hazing scandal and hasn't coached since then? Benji says he was coaching his kid in high school. Fitzgerald was targeted by several schools. Well, I think they're all stupid then. Okay? If I'm a school that, like Michigan State, that is still trying to put the distance between the Mel Tucker debacle, the last thing I want is anybody whose name may or may not have been associated with a hazing scandal. It's just me. But maybe they couldn't find anybody. I know that the previous coach, what was his name? John Smith. He was a pile of shit, too. When he came from Oregon State, I originally said it was Oklahoma State. Oregon State, he sucked there. He was like a 500 coach. You know what also was interesting? I was listening to Mike Valenti talk about this on the new sports show, and Bill beat my ass. By the way, I find him to be not that interesting. He's knowledgeable, but I'm not entertained by it. I've listened to it quite a bit, and I'm like, why is everybody making such a big deal about this guy? I don't think it's that great. He did make a point, though, and I'm like, well, stupid, this is easy. He's like, they're like, how long till Michigan State possibly gets good? And he's like, oh, a couple years. That is such bullshit. In college football right now, if you want to get good, go buy all your players. Why? If you want the name recognition of having a top-notch program and you can't convince anybody to come to your school because you're a pile of shit, which Michigan State is, just go buy them. This is a huge institution with many, many wealthy contributors Yeah, just, you know, what if most school, let's say the top schools are paying like $1 million for a lineman, just pay two. Double it. Get great and keep investing and get all the best players and win about 10 national championships in a row. And then people will go, oh, God, I got to go to Michigan. I mean, that's what all the big schools do. That's why the rich get richer. Why do you think teams like Michigan get all the best players? Okay. First of all, they're paying incredibly well. I think they just signed another 5-star running back. Michigan did. And that's because they're making the right decision and paying their players. I love that college football does this. Too many people have said they're ruining the game. No, fuck you. The game is great. And these kids need to start earning money. You got to understand, these people come out of high school, the athletes, they're already fucked up. Their life expectancy is cut in half from playing high school football. And most of them are not going to make a dime playing football. So you need to start paying them when they're in high school. All right? Contracts should be signed by age 5 or 6. As soon as somebody starts showing that they're an ass kicker on the football field, pay that little fucker. Joe says the NIL money is ruining the game. There has to be more regulations on it, not a free-for-all. Yeah, most people agree with that, but not me. Not me. I like seeing the shitty schools get to the top. Indiana is competing for a national championship this year. Indiana has been a pile of shit forever. And those dumb fuck Hoosiers finally decided to start paying people, and now they're fighting for a national championship. Goddamn right. The schools make millions on these athletes. Pay them. I think it should be even. I don't even think it should be NIL. It should just be you run it like a pro football team. It's the minor leagues for the pros, is what it is. In fact, you should make it where they don't even have to go to school. You want the best players at your school. You don't want them slowed down by stupid books. Fuck you. Now, any player worth his salt is going to be there for 1 or 2 days or 1 or 2 years and going to leave anyway. So who gives a shit? We need to start making it so that no education, like when you, I'm a top high school recruit. I'm going to Michigan. Yeah, that's a great school. I don't give a fuck. I'm not there for school. I'm there to play football. Linda says that Indiana is still a fraud, though. And then she says that you should teach there. I think that Indiana plays Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship this year. Piano Fingerbanger says Indiana is going to get bent over a 7-Eleven dumpster by Ohio State. Chris in Maine says that the original top programs ratchet up the stakes. They start incentivizing recruits with some wild shit. Not if you have a salary cap. What you do is college football as an entity to make this so that the playing field is equal, shares revenue with all schools so that they earn more money and they can offer bigger contracts. And then you run it just like a pro franchise. Take the education out of it. If they want to go to school, I guess they can. But yeah, that's that I think is the way to go. Because right now it is unfair. Because unless you got like some super, let's say the guy who some billionaire went to Central Michigan University, he can come out of the woodwork and make that team relevant. So they're basically dependent on some asshole giving back to the school to get top players. But I love the scenario of like Kent State going from being a shitty school in a shitty conference to a nationwide powerhouse winning the national championship. Who's with me? Let's make Kent State the national champion in football. Linda says, do you mean CMU is irrelevant? Well, yeah, it's a high school with cigarettes. Come on. Now, just because I went there doesn't mean I'm like, go Central. Fuck those guys. They suck shit. The only thing Central is known for is being in cahoots with Michigan to steal signs by letting that piece of shit Connor Stallions get in there and steal the signs. Linda says, I was kidding. Okay, yeah, you got to go slash S. That's sarcasm. Then I know, you know? All right. That is my college football rant brought on by the appearance of Joe Martinez. Thank you. You opened up the whole bit for me about the Lions and your nonsense and your stupidity and how dumb you are and stupid Michigan football going to the Home Depot buttfuck bowl. But Central Michigan won more than game, won more. Okay, voice to text is tripping you up. And he's referring to a little bitch school. Look, you're preaching to the choir because they're all bitch schools to me. I'm not like, I don't cheer for anybody. I don't, there's no college football that I watch. There's other than maybe like the passing game that the NFK, I follow the stories, but I don't watch this shit. No. But no, I'm not, I don't have a school. All right. Thank you, Joe Martinez, for being here. By the way, December 22 for the big fella. He's getting his prostate removed. Thank God. Once that happens, he'll be cancer free. And, we wish him nothing but the best, despite him being a huge cocksucker. Is it just grabbed in the butthole and then removed out? What is the procedure? Do they have to actually cut your taint and get access to it? By the way, Stevie writes this. This is kind of a shot across the bow, Joe Martinez. And I can't support this. Stevie is charity shaming Joe Martinez. She writes, I haven't heard Joe's name on the donation list. Yeah, I don't know if I can support that aggressive attack. We don't know the current situation. I can't look at that and say, get him. Some of the medical experts on the show, Bread Bull Brain Chris, who knows more than most, says they go through the butthole. And then Tyler says there is a procedure where they go in through the dick to blast apart prostate tissue. Could that be aquablation? Joe Martinez, as much as I love you, I think there are people here who are not satisfied customers with you. And I don't know what it is. I think it could be the Michigan talk. It could be the anti-Lions talk. But some personnel in the chat are aggressively going after you. And so now, I mean, I can't really get involved. Maureen is right in tow. She says, I bet Joe could spare $5 for the great food giveaway. Stevie says, or Rick from TC Paintball. Yeah, I don't want to be in the world where I'm sitting there calling people out for not supporting the great food giveaway. By the way, thank you to Maureen. She has an email and it says, subject line, ha ha, fun fact. Okay. So typically when Maureen has a fun fact, it's not fun. But anyway. Good morning, EZ. Remember the story about the veterinarian who took a homeless man's dog in Grand Rapids? We did have an update to that story. Just days ago, I believe. I'm not sure Maureen was here, but that lady ended up getting jail, which is the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever heard. I don't know if Maureen was aware of that. Yeah, that vet got a 10-day jail sentence over that. Again, the dog was tied to a bumper with no water or food, and it was freezing, so she happened to be in the area, took the dog, brought it back to Flint, nursed it back to health. And the piece of shit homeless guy called the cops. And she ended up getting arrested for theft, for stealing the fucking poor fuck's dog that was completely needing medical care, veterinarian care. Maureen writes,
well, her practice, Care Veterinary Services, is located between Flint and Frankenmuth in Millington, Michigan.
Love the details.
They are doing a holiday fundraiser to benefit none other than Saving Tails Animal Rescue and Outreach.
I guess that's hers.
This is the rescue group that I volunteer with. So my outreach dogs will directly benefit from Dr. Amanda Hergenreeder's generosity. I love it! I've attached the Facebook post about the holiday fundraiser. I just thought this was a fun little twist that might interest you. P.S. Don't forget to read in Maureen voice.
Shoot me. David says, can you post the Team Pink link, EZ? Yes, I will get to that. All right. I'll take your bait. Excuse me. This is the page. I'll link it in the show notes. Care Veterinary Services, this holiday season, join us in supporting Saving Tails Animal Rescue and Outreach, a local nonprofit organization dedicated to helping animals forced to live their lives outside. She should, on the profile of her vet, write, fuck homeless assholes who have dogs. Homeless people should not be allowed to have pets. If the pet is being cared for that way, fuck you. All right, so there you go. Nice job, Maureen, doing the Lord's work. Everybody appreciates you. Let's see. Murder lover Linda says, I picked up two dog coats from a neighbor for the rescue today. Great job. Chris in Buffalo says,
Mocha needs loving too. Ha ha!
All right. Let us update Team Pink on the world famous great food giveaway. We are also giving away many, many packages of feminine hygiene products for the recipients of the great food giveaway. So they're getting pet food. They're getting bags of apples. They are getting the Christmas meal. If they need any feminine hygiene products, we have those. And if you want to support that cause, the wish list is the way to go. If you want, you can buy your products and drop them off at Irvine's if you just want to see Megan's beautiful shining face and say hello and have a cup of coffee or whatever. But the easiest way is, and I'll link it up on the Twitch stream right now during the live chat. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh! What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
So there you go. That is the Amazon wish list that you see in the chat. Here is where we stand. Thank you, David. He wanted me to link that up. We want 150 packages of the first three items. We have 26, 24, and 19, respectively. We could use a pump up there. The Playtex tampons, 20. We want 200. We've got 17. A long way to go. And then the aforementioned questionable period cups, we want 50. We have 5. I shouldn't say questionable. They're very reliable. It's just gross. Anyway, if we have extra money from the great food giveaway, we will spend it on feminine hygiene products. Okay. I am going to kick out the folks that are here enjoying the show on Kick, Facebook, and YouTube. Appreciate you all so much. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Platform number two is Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. They are awesome. You can find them, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They want to fix your car, whether it's any maker model. How about a hybrid? How about an EV? They'll do it all for you at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Another place to get a vehicle fixed is Merchant Automotive, but not the same type of transportation like they fix over at Irvine's. No, no. These are trucks that have Duramax diesel engines and or Allison transmissions. Merchant-Automotive.com. They're in Zeeland, Michigan, and you can reach out to them when you head over to their page. All their information about how to contact them is at Merchant-Automotive.com. You can also shop online at Merchant-Automotive.com to check out their kits that they have for you DIY pros so that your motor or transmission on your diesel is in top-notch condition. You can DIY with a manufactured kit from Merchant Automotive. Found online at merchant-automotive.com. I think the feed kind of crapped out on me for a second there. Sorry about that, folks. I think it's back, though. Let me know in the chat. I think it's good, though. I also want to say hello to our friends over at Kuiper Tree Care. If you need any tree care, tree down, limbs down, snowstorm, ice storm, they can help you. KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Call or text 616-828-8225. The pros at Kuiper Tree Care are working tirelessly to make sure that everything is all set in your world when it comes to your trees. Great local business. They employ a number of people. Fantastic crew over there at Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. Call or text Kuiper Tree Care. All right. I am in love with what they have over at our local zoo. If you're like me, when you doom scroll, when you're laying in bed, this is what I see. I see recipes. I see videos that are usually animations of giant battles. Like, I had one the other day that was 10,000 RoboCops taking on 1 million Roman centurions. And it's the stupidest thing on the planet. Thank you, David. He just made a donation to Team Pink. So then you see the fight between 10,000 RoboCops taking on 1 million Roman centurions. I had one that was Godzilla. Stand by. Taking on a million of something else. It might have been Roman soldiers again. No, it was Spartans. You know, like Spartans. Godzilla taking on a million Spartans. And they've got spears and shit. And the Spartans won. And it gives you the totals of how many a Godzilla killed. In this case, Godzilla killed like 500,000 of them. But they ended up overtaking Godzilla and he fell and won. So I watched those. Recipes, I watch those stupid videos, and I a lot of cute videos of like puppies and whatnot, and that's how I fall asleep. And the latest one came from our local zoo because we just had a pygmy hippo born not long ago, and then they finally named it. And little fucker's name is Hugo. Now, what most zoos do is like Mudang or what's the other one? That was a big one. They'll like dress the hippo up or they'll have the handler walking around with it. But they don't do that at the John Ball Zoo. They leave the fucker alone And the thing just hangs out with his mom. And it's the cutest damn thing. There's a lot of things about the hippo, both baby and full grown, that I just love. They look like a fucking fat, shiny jelly bean. It's remarkable to think that these are actually quite fast when they're on the open terrain, and they'll kill you. They'll swallow you whole. But baby Hugo, I mean, seriously, if I had all the money in the world, you know how zoos are always taking donations. I would give them $1 million for a play date with Hugo. No, and I don't want the mom there either because she'll kick my ass. Well, fuck you. If I'm giving you $1 million, I want to hang out with Hugo. So literally what I'm doing here is sharing this video. And I love when their little ears twitch like crazy. Red Bull Brain Chris says, I watched these two. He says, the baby looks like a perfectly smoked pig. All right. I like how the baby looks exactly like an adult, just smaller. Or the adult, the mom, looks just like baby Hugo. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, I realize this is going to be tough for me to paint the picture of this thing. And I'm not even going to attempt to, because I'm playing this just to indulge me, because the thing's so fucking cute. So what you need to do as an audio audience is on the show notes, click this video and watch it. Here he's playing with his mother. Look at that. He's a little fat fucker. Watch the ears. It's playing like a puppy plays with mom. Look, he's all pissed off and having a great time. Hugo wants in the water, but is going down this ramp with trepidation. He knows it's slippery as fuck. My God. Megan says, does it have a tail that wags? Yeah, it does. Very small. I just saw it. But it does have a tail. So, Colombian drug lord, now deceased, Pablo Escobar, we have something in common with him. In addition to murdering people, he loved hippos. This is a Maureen fun fact. And at that time, he was one of the richest people on the planet when the drug cartel was at its peak. So he started having hippos flown in from faraway lands. That is not a native creature to Colombia. So he bought some hippos. They flew the fuckers in. And he goes, all right, here we go. We got hippos now. That's the first thing I do. I'm going to buy a donkey and I'm going to buy a hippo. So Pablo Escobar did that. Fast forward, he's killed, and everybody bugs out of the compound. It's a vast area of land. It gets overrun with wildlife, and the hippos start mating. And it's an invasive species, and now Colombia is overrun with hippos. For every one person, there are 30 hippos in Colombia. That's how many hippos there are. There are millions and millions of people that live in Medellin and every single person owns 30 hippos. Some of that might be a little off. Some of the math might be a little shaky, but I'm pretty sure it's 99.9% accurate. Normal hippos have little tails that spin and spread their poo everywhere. A poo propeller. Megan says, remember when you would hold your kids in the shower and be worried you dropped them? That's what Hugo looks like he feels like. Rebecca says, why did my message just get stopped by AutoMod? Can you rewrite it to let me know what it is? What was the message? I don't know. I'm not sure. I have some things that you can't say on here because of Joe Martinez. Like, he was so insufferable when Michigan football was cheating and winning games because of cheating. He was so insufferable that I went in and created a list of things that cannot be typed on the chat. All right? Because he would just get in here and we'd be talking. Like, there was one moment he would just out of the blue would talk about Michigan. Like, for example, when my mother died, I was on here talking about how sad I was. And I was weeping. And I was talking about my mother. And Joe comes in and he goes, fuck your mom, senor. Michigan going to bust them nuts. We bow to no one, senor. And so, you know, we've grown to know and love that. Everybody loves when he does that so much. But it got to be a distraction. So I had to eliminate those words for Joe and do him a favor so that he didn't come off looking like such a heartless fuck, you know. Bob says, I got a warning asking me, are you sure you want to post from AutoMod for one of my comments yesterday? Yeah, so you probably used one of Joe Martinez's forbidden words. That is the only moderation I have done on the page. It is only for Joe Martinez. He has earned that. Okay? I need to ban more words. I need to ban the words, the sentence, Lions not making the playoffs. And then see if he's got the brain power to figure out a different way to say that. Large felines vacant from postseason. That might be out of his element and not in his wheelhouse. As you know, he probably would not be a contestant on Mexico's Got Talent. Cole says, I think you have some names banned also. I've had some things blocked in the past. Probably. This is another reason why it's not a good idea to say the N-word. Doesn't really have anything to do with the N-word, I don't think. But it probably didn't help. You know, stress can cause you to somehow get infectious disease. Like if you're really, really stressed, you're at a higher risk for all sorts of maladies and illnesses. And one would say that the now deceased CNN anchor Valerie Hoff DiCarlo, she was definitely under a lot of stress. You see, years ago, Valerie, who was a CNN anchor, got in trouble because she was tracking down a story about racism and police violence in 2017. And she was talking with a potential source on a news story, and she doesn't know who she's talking to. It was through text. And she referred to herself as a news N-word with like a hard R. Yeah, I'm going to get this story. I'm a news N-word. Well, I mean, anybody would be offended at that. Well, maybe not some of you MAGA guys. But anyway, this person happened to be black. And, well, that person realized, hey, well, I don't like this. I'm not comfortable with this. I'm going to go make it known that Valerie Hoff DiCarlo said this to me. Now, how do you all feel about that? Let's say you're in that scenario. Would you then rat that person out? I mean, look, it's crazy that she's trying to get to the bottom about racism and police violence. And while doing that, she refers to herself as a news N-word. Most would say news hound or news junkie or a news dog or whatever. But I don't know if you want to say news N-word at any point. You don't want anybody to ever, you never know. That's just bad form. Well, it turns out that person ratted her out. And the person who she said it to, the man who was black had previously noted in a public post that many news N-words were trying to get hold of that video. So he had said it before, but he said, it ended in AS. So he had said it, and then she said it. I take it back. She did not hard R it. She said what he said. News, N-word ending in AS. So she knew that guy was black, and when talking about it on the story on his own social media, he had said it. That many news N-words were trying to get a hold of the video. And then she reached out and said, well, I'm a news N-word, AS. Well, you just don't. I don't know why, and I don't care to know why. I've said this many times. Because people will say, how come they can say it and we can't? I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that. I just know I can't. Anyway, that guy said, fuck that. And he says, if she is bold enough to say it to me, being a black guy, I'm pretty sure this is not the first time she has used that word. She tried to explain that she was referring to herself as a N-word ending in A, which doesn't help. The man, though, requested her manager or lawyer's contact, and the situation spiraled from there as he posted the private messages online. I guess that's what I want to know. Is that fair? Is that fair when the reporter is trying, I don't know, whatever. Who knows? What would you do? I would narc that person out if it was someone that I didn't like. Okay? But I would not, go out of my way to ruin their life. I just don't want that floating around. I mean, other than just I'm punishing someone. I don't know if I could do that. Tyler says, surely she meant to say she was a news N, rhymes with bagger. Rebecca says, my original message about baby hippos, Lake Michigan hippos, that would be amazing. Yeah, it was Michigan that is banned on the wording. And that's because of Joe Martinez. Words that I am not banning our ICE and ICE at Joe Martinez's door. And ICE is great. I am not banning those words on behalf of Joe Martinez. Fuck you, senor. I am not scared of ICE. Fuck you and your orange man. We bow to no one. 10-7, no playoffs. Fuck you. Fuck off. Fuck ICE. Fuck you. Well, anyway. TV station she was working for put her on suspension, and now she's dead. She tried to get her way back into, I think she was doing like a news blog. You know, that's what, when you're basically freezed out of the business, you know, you get online and do your shit. So she tried her best to do that. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2024. And that's that. She's dead. She probably would be alive today if she did not use the N-word in the first place. That's what I think. So just don't say it. Twitch blocks the word slaughter concerning the Turks. Yeah, it's you get those type of ethnic slurs. Ethnic language. Ethnic slur language. It knows that you're saying that. It's probably, if I say it enough, I'll probably get in trouble. Benji is here. He says, Brian Branch apparently has an Achilles injury. I haven't seen it reported as a tear, just an injury. Not good either way. Oh, yeah, great. More injuries for the Lions. I'm kind of snake-bitten when it comes to that.
10-7. 10-7, no playoffs, senor. Suck my butt.
Be thinking of the asshole of the day today. Attention, if you get your insurance through the marketplace, also known as Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, these are all the same thing, also known as healthcare.gov, it's not a good idea to take your 2025 policy and let it roll over into 2026 by not doing anything. You need a checkup. And the reason why that is because the laws are changing. You might get stuck paying a shit ton more than you're used to come January 1. So have Frank Fuss examine your policy. It's free. Basically, if you've got 15 minutes to a half hour, you're going to get everything I'm telling you right now for free. And his services are always free. He gets paid by the insurance industry. He is the healthcare.gov authority. You can make an appointment at his website, appointmentwithfrank.com. You can do it by phone. You can do it by Zoom, in person, his office, your home, coffee shop, sauna, you name it. appointmentwithfrank.com. When it comes to my hair, I get it cut at King's Room Barbershop. There's three locations. Time out before I get back to that. Brian Branch is done. He has torn his Achilles. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in beautiful Wyoming, Michigan. Haircut's going to cost you $21 plus tip, and you will not be dissatisfied. You'll be very happy with what you get when you get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. On the website, they've got exact location. Hours of operation, schedules, when you get connected with your stylist that you love so much, they can help you every step of the way. And they don't do just haircuts. They can add color, they can trim your beard, they can color your beard, whatever you want. And it's not just dudes, it's dudes and chicks who like short hair. Damn, it is torn. Yeah, I just saw the report. I just got a notification. Oh, fuck, Piano Finger Banger says. That's like a year-long recovery. Yes, it is. Going to see Beth for a cut today at King's Room on 36th Street today. I love Beth. Tell her I said hello, please. Stevie says, that's what happened when I set a boundary. And I don't know what that's in context to. Tyler says, Twitch blocked me actually typing the word N rhymes with bagger earlier. LOL. When Stevie wrote, that's what happened when I set a boundary, she wrote, oops, wrong chat. Oh, boy. Your asshole of the day today. Boy, I don't even know. I don't really have any asshole-ish things. I don't think that we... What did we discuss that was asshole-ish? I think the only thing that I discussed that had some... was steeped in assholism. Okay, I got one. I was going to say Joe Martinez, but, I mean, that's his thing. He's supposed to do that. I can't fault him for being a cock gobbler. Well, it's going to have to be Kelly Cheese for falling in love with a guy half a world away. What a dumb fuck. My God. There you go. That is your asshole of the day. That's going to end horribly, and I'll be here for it. Stevie says, Joe, no. Asshole of the day, Zane, for banning the name of our state. No, I didn't ban the name of the state, you stupid cock. I banned the name of the school so Joe Martinez wouldn't be an asshole anymore. I'll be back later on with the Patreon bonus. Please keep the great food giveaway in mind. And if you could throw $5 in our virtual hat, I appreciate you so much. Talk to you later on the Patreon. Till then, bye-bye.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.